Then drink the last of the four cups of wine leaning, and say the last blessing of the evening. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, for the vine and the fruit of the vine, and for the produce of the field, and for that desirable, good, and ample land you gave to our forefathers, to eat its fruit and be satisfied with its goodness. O Lord our God, have mercy on us, on your people Israel, on Jerusalem your city, and on Zion the abode of your glory, on your altar and on your temple. Make us joyful, O Lord our God, on this festival of unleavened bread, on this good day of holy convocation. For you, O Lord, are good, and do good to all. Blessed are you, O Lord, for the land and for the fruit of the vine.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, al hagefen ve'al peri hagefen, ve'al tinubat hasadeh, ve'al erez chemdah tova urchava, sheratzita v'inchalta le'amecha Yisrael, le'chol mipiryah ve'lisvoa mituva. Rachem Adonai Eloheinu alenu, ve'al Yisrael amach, ve'al Yerushalayim irach, ve'al Tzion mishkan kvodach, ve'al mizvachach, ve'al echalach, ve'samechenu Adonai Eloheinu, ביום הקמסות הזה, ביום טוב מקר הקודש הזה, כי אתה הוא טוב ומטיב לכל, ברוך אתה אדוני, על הארץ ועל פרי הגפן.
And that final blessing marks the formal end of the evening. We've told the story of the coming out of Egypt. We have eaten, we have said grace after meals, and we have concluded by praising our Creator by singing the songs of the Hallel. For some of us, the evening ends here. For others, it goes on and on until the small hours of the morning, with the singing of traditional songs and the telling of stories relevant to the festival.